You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yesterday's Mindbender turned out to be kind of interesting. I rarely repeat the question, but I will this time. 1 in 3 single people say this is why they aren't interested in finding someone to date. Essentially, it was a Mindbender about single people who just don't want to get out there and try again. They don't want to do that. And the winning answer is that they can't get over an ex. And we start, in fact, even I believe our winner, we had a little bit of an interesting conversation with her about all of this and about being able to get over someone. And I said, you know what? The thing that makes this interesting for me is that I've been down that road. I've been in that situation where I went quite a while because I don't know if I've used the term couldn't get over someone, but it's like, I was so not ready to date after the end of a relationship because it was just...
You needed to decompress a little bit, I guess, right?
I guess.
You put maybe a wall up that you didn't realize was up and you're just like, I just can't. You physically can't.
Yeah, and I know that she did after a while. She started going out after a while.
How long did you stay single?
Like 2 weeks, wasn't it?
I know. What's long for you?
Shut up, Jeremy.
Well, back at it.
At least 13 hours.
Right.
It was almost a year before I went out with anybody again.
I've done a year.
Yeah. And so if people say, well, could you not get over her? It's like, well, I guess the answer is no. I guess I probably couldn't. And I wasn't even willing to make myself vulnerable to somebody else. So I just didn't. Mm-hmm. I just went out with friends. You know, I would go out with groups of people, spent a lot of time alone, and I traveled alone like crazy. Which is a good tonic anyway, I think, for people to do.
Is that when you went to Stonehenge or is that around that time? Different time.
No, I've always liked to travel alone, but I found that it helps me when I'm in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
kinda
what I mean?
Takes your mind off it, yeah.
And then Emily and I, who have both been down this path, we started talking about who handles this worse. In other words, is it harder for men to get over a relationship or is it harder for women to get over a relationship?
Okay, and then so on the count of three, let's say we think.
Who it's more difficult for.
Right. One, two, three.
Women.
Men.
Say we.
Really?
Women.
No,
yeah.
It's women.
And I know I just.
See, and that's funny, and it blows my mind all at the same time that you two youths think that.
Well, part of it is I really have never had to do this, but.
Jeremy's out of this conversation.
Well, I don't know.
No,
I can add bits and pieces.
He has a heart. He has feelings. I think
guys can just let things go a little easier. I think you're kind of different in that aspect, Dom. I'm surprised that it took you that long. It took you that year. That surprises me.
It's not every relationship, though. It's just that
it was, back on
it was that one that was like, I can't get over this.
I think we can dump easier and move on.
I think you can. Because generally speaking, there are obviously different cases, different men.
Sure.
Generally speaking, I feel if the man is the dumper and the gal is the dumpy, the guy will, I don't know, he's afraid of commitment. He doesn't want to get into his emotions. He just doesn't want to be tied down right now.
I hear that.
And then, so he says, okay, I'm getting rid of her. And then the woman actually takes time to grieve and process her feelings and get over the man. Well, the man immediately will go out and he'll start clubbing it up with his wingman.
Yeah.
And then he'll jump on a grenade and the guy will start, you know, sleeping around. And then maybe 3 months later.
Okay, so maybe we're coming at this from different definitions.
Okay.
Because I see guys getting back out there sooner than women. But you're talking about the actual in your soul getting over it. Because how many times have our listeners heard of a situation where a couple split or, sadly, somebody in a relationship dies, and it's the man who is always, like, freaking remarried within 6 or 8 months.
But that
all
doesn't
the time,
mean...
It's like they can't be alone.
But I still think that there's feelings in there because they haven't sufficiently dealt with the loss the first time.
But
you
we
know?
Can bury them pretty darn good, I think.
I don't think so.
I think
so.
What
They'll
it boils down to is I think friends are a big part of this. Where our guy friends will be like, dude, get over it. We're going out. Let's
jump on that pony.
Let's go play Xbox and go fishing. where the ladies are like, oh my God, come over. I'm coming over.
Right,
we need to talk about this.
We need to talk about it. Sex in the City and cookie dough.
And then you talk about it for like a month with your girlfriends where we're out playing Xbox and going roller skating.
But we're processing and you're ignoring.
Yeah, but
it's all right.
Did you say roller skating?
Yeah, that's what all the guys do. We go to Skate City and tear it up.
I told you, you are out of this discussion.
Tube sucks.
Skating. Ladies' choice.
It's a wonder you have been with Nicole for as long as you have been.
She likes to laugh.
Nicole would get over you in a
heartbeat.
She wouldn't.
She'd get over you so bad. By the way, if you want to comment on this, we want your comments at 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Who gets over it sooner? Here's something I want you to think about, though, that obviously men and women are so different. I hate the whole movement to try to make men and women be the same or identical. They're not. We're wired so differently that it just might simply take a woman longer to get over or process something than a guy just because of the way we're wired. And that doesn't mean one's better than the other.
Right.
It's just that what might, you know, some people can paint a room in 9 hours and somebody else can do it in 2 hours. I mean, that doesn't mean that one's necessarily better than the other. We just have different processes.
It's funny. I actually came across an article last night that I had nothing to do, you know, with this. It was from Adam Carolla, and he was actually talking about this, and he said, women's brains are like old computer hard drives. They start slowing down after a while because they're full of cookies and spam and pop-ups and resentment. And
so old relationships and feelings.
And it kind of slows you down, and you have to muddle through all that stuff in your hard drive in your brain, and it just takes a while for you to get over things. Where guys can hit, if you're familiar with computer terms, the defrag button, which gets rid of all that stuff. We have a defrag in our brain, and boop, it's gone. And boop, we're speeding things back up, and we're moving on.
Yeah, and a better one of you is going to come out in 2 months.
Maybe.
You know?
Possibly. That's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily better the way one gender does it than another. But I think it's just different. I see lines
That's
lighting up.
That's an interesting thought, Jeremy, the whole defrag.
You got a defrag.
Spam.
Your cash is full.
Here's Kate on the phone. Hello, Kate.
Hi.
What can you add to this conversation?
Well, I can add a myriad of factors here. Well, what's going on here is I was dating a guy. I kind of still am. Not quite sure.
Wait a minute. You don't know if you're dating somebody or not?
I still hang out with him, but he kind of told me he's not over his ex. So
been there.
Oh man,
that's my problem.
Well, it's your job to make him over that ex, girl.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying my best.
Okay, well, try a little harder.
Is he still talking to the ex?
I am. We're going away together alone this weekend.
Wait, but is he still talking to his ex that he says he's not over?
He's not. She doesn't even live near.
Is she coming this weekend too?
No, she's not invited.
I'm a little concerned about you starting a relationship with someone who has come flat out and told you they're not over someone. That is.
Well, how new is your relationship with this dude?
We started dating in the beginning of September, and then he told me in December that he doesn't think he's over her, but I think the wrench in the situation is the fact that I told him I'm 31 and I'm ready to settle down, and I think that kind of scared him.
How old is he?
He is 27.
Oh, I love him young too, girl.
Yeah, that's I could see.
Here's
where
what we got to move on, but I'll tell you this: I wish you the best of luck, and I hope he's over her soon. Okay,
tear it up this weekend, all right?
I'm available.
Yes,
Colorado, Denver. Hello, I'm available.
You sound hot.
I am pretty hot. I'm a teacher too.
Yeah. So oh, Dom,
hot for teacher.
Let's put you on hold. Dom, we'll get your number.
Okay. Listen. Good luck to you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, I think that that is one of those relationship lessons that every woman needs to learn for herself. She needs to put herself through that crap situation.
What? A guy saying I'm not over my ex?
Yes.
Don't talk about babies 3 months in.
We all have to. She didn't talk about
babies.
She
basically said her clock is ticking.
November,
we
December.
All need to.
Yes. He told her that in December, and she said it was based on the fact that she told him that her biological clock was ticking. That was 90 days into the relationship.
She said she was ready to settle down. She didn't say anything about babies.
Emily. You know what that means.
I just think that all women need to go through that.
Here's Abby. Hello, Abby.
Hi, guys.
Thoughts?
Well, I know every situation is different, but in my case, I feel like it was the guy that took much longer. We were in a relationship for several months.
Months?
Well, you know, I'm 25, so that's a long time.
That's
for
true.
Me.
True.
It's an eternity.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So I broke up with him, and all through 2015, he was still calling me, still trying to get back together with me, and I was like, I don't want this. But I didn't want to date anyone either. So it's not like I wasn't over him. I just didn't want to deal with the mess of a relationship at that point. So.
And you broke up with him, right? Is that what
Correct.
You said? See, I think that's a huge factor in it, too.
Here's another analogy. Yeah. Jeremy, you ready for my latest analogy?
Hit me.
Abby can maybe appreciate this, too. If you go for a wine tasting somewhere, and you have swished that wine through your mouth, and you have that, before you drink the next one, they suggest that you cleanse your palate. Oh. Right?
I needed Abby? To get that taste out of my mouth.
Exactly. You need to go swish another guy in your mouth, Abby.
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Is that what this is saying?
Wait a minute. Sometimes you need to cleanse your palate, and that takes time.
I would agree with that.
AKA, right. The best way to get over someone
don't
is to get
under don't say
someone.
Just make that up.
Abby, have a great day.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Swish away, Abby.
My dad gave me that advice. It was a very awkward
no.
moment.
And you're like, Dad, get off me.
Harvey! No.
Get off me, Dad.
Jeremy, no.
Let's move on. Here's Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Dom. How are you doing?
I'm great. How old are you?
I'm 28, and what? I just wanted to throw something out there for you guys to think about.
Okay.
I read somewhere that for every year you're together with someone, it takes 6 months to get over them.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and I want to respectfully, because I love you, Jill, I want to respectfully reject that whole theory, only because every relationship is different, every person is different, and if you go by some arbitrary formula, you might be cutting yourself off from meeting or ending up with the wonderful person.
Could be missing out.
Because not every relationship that you end, you need 6 months
for.
You just
might need
year.
2 for the last one.
Yep. Yeah. So I would be careful with formulas because it's artificial and you could end up not meeting the right person.
And I completely understand that. The only reason I mention it is I know someone, you know, I've been married 10 years, so it's not me, that was in a relationship for 7 years, and it ended in 2012, and they just started dating last year.
Well,
so, well I needed that time.
But 6 months for every year together, if that's the case.
To it.
But if it's 6 months for every year together, that means if they were together 7 years, they need 42, that's 3.5 years that they can't see anybody?
That's what love is.
See, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That is crazy talk. So, anyway, Jill,
not necessarily
listen.
That they don't need to see anybody, but to work through that relationship.
Too long.
Sure.
That's too long.
And I get it.
And by the way, you're 28 and you've been married 10 years?
Yes.
Good luck to you, and thank you for being on our show.
Have a good day.
You as well. Appreciate that. Time for one more. It's Mike. Let's get a guy's opinion. Hello, Mike.
So I'm the only guy, eh?
You're
That's
the
it,
one,
buddy. What's your issues, man?
Oh, man. Well, you know it's bad for you in many ways, and you know it's good for you in many ways, and you know that you know it's affecting your life in ways that you never really thought was possible, in both positives and negatives, but you can't pull the trigger to make a decision. You're completely indecisive.
Wait a minute. You've completely confused
are
the
you
hell out of me.
Are you going through this right now?
Yeah.
Aha, there it is.
How long were you with your lady?
4 years.
4 years, and how long have you been broken up?
I've been off and on for, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years.
Are you off or on right now?
Off right now. It was on yesterday.
What happened between yesterday and today?
An ultimatum.
Did you throw that down, or did she throw that down?
Does she want babies?
We did. We love
she
them.
Did.
What was the ultimatum?
Retract the amount of money that I specified for in divorce process.
Oh boy.
You know, which is a very small fraction, just to stay on my own 2 feet.
From her? Are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know,
what?
So wait a minute. Hold on a second, dude.
Here's what's going on with this conversation, Mike. I can tell that you are emotionally pained right now, but you're saying a lot of things that you think we like know everything that's going on and we don't. So what you're saying is this is somebody that you're married to and it's been off and on for a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's been like. Yeah.
How long were you married?
3 of the 4 years.
Three of the four.
Wow. Do you guys have kids together?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
You did?
You did or you do?
Where'd they go?
Well, we do. They're my stepkids. So
okay.
Gotcha. Kids, okay.
All right. So you're struggling whether or not you should break this off or not?
Yeah, because, you know, all my friends and family see it one way, and I see it a completely different way because I look at it from both sides, right? You can see the bad and you can see the good, and the good outweighs the bad when you're out of it, and the bad outweighs the good when you're in it. Right.
Ain't that the truth?
You know what?
We sifted through everything for you to get to that one truism right there at the end.
I can give you a lot of truisms, but that's a heavy one. It's a heavy one. I've been up all night thinking about it, actually. So.
Well, good luck to you, man.
Oh, man. Listen.
Yeah, it's actually serendipitous that you guys, I turned the radio on and this came on.
It's what we do.
The first radio I've ever called into ever.
Dude, it's what we do. Let me ask you something else.
Should we tell them what to do?
Yeah, I'll tell them what to do. Mike, let me ask you this. Mike.
Yeah.
Are you in love with this woman?
Yes.
All right, then be with her.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's difficult to be with, Mike. I'd move on.
Mike, if you listen to Jeremy, then you will be miserable for the rest of your days.
I'm in a very successful relationship,
Mike. I am Dr. Dom, the doctor of love. I say if you're in love with this woman, make it work out with her, okay?
Dom's been divorced twice, buddy.
I think you should get a bottle of Jack Daniels and listen to The Clash. Should I stay or should I go on repeat?
Therefore, I probably have pretty...
I've done all these things that you guys are saying right now. I've done them all.
We're just jacking with your head right now, dude, is all we're doing.
I've done every single one.
We're just messing with you.
I would think Jeremy makes fun of my emotional past, but I will tell you this. It means that I have walked through the fire, and so I am able to tell you if you're in love with this woman. If you're in love with this woman, stay with her, okay?
I can see it both ways, actually. Totally. I mean, it opens doors by walking away, and it makes you stronger by staying in and committing, you know? So I see it both ways.
How old are you?
33.
You're only 33, buddy.
Move on, man. You got your whole life ahead of you.
No.
Don't listen to Jeremy.
Why?
Make it work out with
her. I feel for you.
Why be miserable?
Let me ask you this. What was the cause of the split in the first place?
Oh, man. There's so much stuff.
So much?
I mean, cheating? Is there cheating involved?
What's that?
Cheating? Anybody cheating?
No cheating. Right. None of that. It's actually a very healthy relationship in that respect.
Oh, right, good.
Well, money,
that might make it a little
kids,
easier then.
Money and kids.
I think just general stress of life. Yeah, just life, stress, deaths, you know, transitions in jobs, money, you know, just time.
If you guys are faithful to each other, then make this work out. Get all that other nonsense and push it aside.
Yeah.
When you guys are stronger together, man.
Yeah, when you're 80 years old sitting on your front porch, this bad period is just going to be a little blip in your lives.
Or you're going to look over.
Relationships have been blips, right? They've all been blips, but there's this one. It's just like, I forget who said it. It's just like the one relationship where you can't get over it.
That's right.
Thing.
That ought to tell you something. So damn it, call her up today and make it work.
Or you might look over at her when she's 80 and be like, oh my God, I wasted my entire life with this.
That's the thing. If you don't want to have regrets, right? You don't want to have
regrets. Right. That's what you're going to be doing.
God.
You're like, I can't believe I stuck it out. I could have been partying it up.
You could have regrets both ways.
Partying
Skate City, buddy. Right? Go to Skate City. Get some buddies. Get some nachos and go roller skating.
Partying it up when you're 33 is overrated, my friend.
Not when you're roller skating, dude. Roller skating is awesome. The fact
that's what I'm saying.
Roll Denver. It's awesome. It's like
I'm starting to change my mind now.
Get some nachos, Mike. Go have fun.
Have a great day, buddy, okay?
Yeah, cheers, guys. See ya.
Thanks.
Spray your shoes.
God.
Poor guy. We just confused the hell out of him.
You just confused the hell out of him. Don't you take us all down with you.
He had me until he was going to go roller skating.
Tonight's the greatest idea ever.
And I'm out.
Party.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.